With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Many adults in the U.S. plan to watch at least some of the presidential debate Thursday.
Even though both candidates remain broadly unpopular, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips, or read about or listen to commentary about the event. That's according to an AP NORC poll. About half of Americans say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of Joe Biden's campaign, while about 40% say it's highly important for Donald Trump's campaign. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
After a ton of complaints, Meta-owned Instagram admits that it changed user settings to automatically limit political content ahead of Thursday's first presidential debate. The option to limit such content from appearing on user feeds was first created by parent company Meta back in February. A company spokesperson is claiming that it was an accident, said the company is working to fix it. Also at SRNnews.com, five people are charged in a COVID-19-related fraud case in Minnesota.
The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI has announced that five people, including a man acquitted at trial, have been charged with trying to bribe a jury member with a bag of $120,000 in cash. The bribe attempt brought renewed attention to the trial of seven Minnesota defendants accused of coordinating to steal more than $40 million from a federal program that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. With more than $250 million in federal funds taken overall, only about $50 million has been recovered. I'm Shelley Adler.
All of the defendants in the case are Muslim Somali nationals. This is SRN News. Civil liberties groups have filed a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law.
At issue is the new law mandating that the Ten Commandments must be displayed in every public school classroom starting next year. Opponents argue that the law is a violation of separation of church and state, and that the display will isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious and has historical significance. In the language of the law, the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of our state and national government. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Supreme Court has agreed to intervene for the second time in a dispute between Hungary and Holocaust survivors who want to be compensated for property confiscated from them during World War II. The justices said they will hear arguments in the fall in Hungary's latest bid to end the lawsuit filed 14 years ago by survivors, all of whom are now over 90. This is SRN News. Wall Street eked out some small gains on Wednesday.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street, near the all-time highs they set last week. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. The Dow edged up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The majority of stocks in the S&P 500 index fell. FedEx helped offset those losses with a gain of 15.5%. The package carrier reported results for its latest quarter that easily beat forecasts. Rivian soared more than 23%. That came after Volkswagen said it would invest up to $5 billion in the struggling maker of electric vehicles. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Home prices set another record last month. According to the Home Price Index, prices rose 6.3% in April year over year. Home prices are now 47% higher than they were in early 2020. The median sale price five times the median household income. More at SRNnews.com.